The alert came after a DOT official noticed bunches of wild parsnip along roadsides where Adopt-a-Highway volunteers walk. Dick Stark is DOT's landscape architect. He's worried that cleanup crews may not know juice from the plant can burn your skin.
I have not heard of any specific instances. However, I have been driving on the highway and seen Adopt-a-Highway crews in it.
Stark says the stately plant can grow to 4 feet high or more and has a big flower stalk with flat-topped clusters of tiny yellow flowers in June and July.
If you come in contact with it and there's no broken plant parts that are exuding juice, you won't have a reaction. But if you do get the juice on your skin and it's exposed to sun, then you will have a reaction.
Because sun is crucial to the chemical reaction, if you get juice on your hands, Stark says cover them with a handkerchief until you can get to a place to wash it off. Wild parsnip is not new. Dick Stark says it's been around since the 1800s. But it's become an invasive plant as seeds started hitching rides on earth-moving equipment in development areas, especially in southern Wisconsin. DOT crews plan to spray the weed with chemicals in spots where volunteers or highway maintenance crews are exposed, or they'll mow it down before seeds are dropped. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.